Welcome back to the Productivity Podcast, where I give you a daily productivity tip so you can get the most out of your time, your talent, and your ideas. I'm your host, Brandon White. Here we go. Today's question plagues office workers, remote workers, and digital nomads alike. How many hours should you really be working? Is the standard 40-hour work week a productivity sweet spot or a relic of the industrial age? Today, we're diving into the research to reveal the optimal work week schedule for maximum output and well-being, and then giving you 5 tips on how to make sure that you're working the right number of hours. First, let's start by ditching the assumption that more hours equals getting more done. Recent research published in the Journal of Applied Psychology titled "Dose Response Effects on Work Hours on Employee Outcomes" challenges this idea. Researchers tracked nearly 50,000 workers and found a U-shaped relationship between work hours and productivity. Scientists found that productivity actually decreases after 50 hours a week. Even worse, they found that skipping that full day off can negatively impact your hourly output. So, over 50 hours seems like a hard no. But is there a magic number for peak performance below that? While there's actually no one-size-fits-all answer, studies and experts point towards a sweet spot between 35 and 45 hours for optimal productivity. Keep in mind that this is actual hours worked, not how many hours that you were, quote-unquote, in the office or, quote-unquote, in front of your computer. This is actual work completed. Individual factors like your job type, personality, and energy levels play a critical role in figuring out the right amount of hours for you. A short task type job might thrive in shorter bursts, while a writer, software engineer, or accountant might excel in longer focus stretches that oscillates from week to week. So how do you unlock your working hours per week sweet spot? Follow these 5 things. Number 1, track your time. Become aware of how you actually spend your work hours. Are you in a constant state of busyness, or are there stretches of unproductive distractions? Tracking your time reveals hidden patterns and potential for improvement. You can use a program like Rescue Time if you want a program to actually track your time. Number 2, prioritize ruthlessly. Not all tasks are created equal. Identify your most critical tasks and projects and ruthlessly filter out the rest. Delegate, automate, or simply say no to what doesn't contribute to your core goals. Number 3, embrace focused work. Multitasking is one of the biggest productivity killers. Instead, block out dedicated time for deep work sessions, free from distractions, so that you maximize your output and minimize your mental fatigue. Number 4, listen to your body and mind. Are you an early bird or a night owl? Experiment with your most productive times and schedule demanding tasks accordingly. Pay attention to your energy levels. Lean in when they're high to take advantage of that moment, and take breaks when you're running low and need a short rest. And number 5, experiment and iterate. There's no magic formula that we can give you today. So don't be afraid to experiment with different work week schedules and techniques until you find your sweet spot. Find what works best for you and monitor yourself to make sure that you're in that sweet spot. Remember, productivity isn't just about squeezing in more hours. It's about working smarter and understanding your sweet spot to how many hours a week works for you. By prioritizing, focusing, and respecting your energy levels, you can create a work week that fuels your output, nourishes your well-being, and gets more done than you ever thought possible. Your move. Hey, real quick before you go, please remember to hit follow on your podcast player. You won't miss any episodes, and it helps support us bring you the show daily. Thanks for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.